Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisini, and this is the Midday News. There is a free distribution of milk in front of the Eiffel Tower today as independent producers demonstrate in Paris to raise awareness about their working conditions and their remuneration. They are not satisfied with the government's recent announcements and do not believe they are well represented by agricultural unions, unions which will be received this afternoon in Matignon. The head of the FNSEA maintains the pressure and does not rule out a resumption of protests if concrete efforts are not visible for the profession by the agricultural show at the end of the month. During this time, this was one of the main demands of farmers. The European Commission adopted this morning a partial exemption from fallow obligations. Provided for by the CAP, this measure required farmers to set aside at least 4% of their land to promote biodiversity. Another movement of anger is looming, this time at the SNCF. The CGT and Sudrail are calling on the controllers to strike this weekend in the middle of the school holidays in Zone A and Zone C. They are denouncing the non-application of the conflict exit agreement signed last Christmas. A notice that the CEO of the company, Jean-Pierre Farandou, says he regrets, he evokes serious and coherent proposals. Also in the news, searches continue in Deux-Sèvres, 48 hours after the concerning disappearance of an 18-year-old young man. Erwan has not given any sign of life since Sunday morning after being kicked out of a nightclub located very close to Montcouton-sur-Sèvre. The teenager was heavily intoxicated, which increases the concern of his loved ones as the establishment is surrounded by several rivers. And a driver is in critical condition in Val-de-Marne. The police opened fire on him last night in Créteil following his refusal to comply. A large sum of money was found in the vehicle, and the two passengers who were with him were taken into police custody. And then a record audience for the Super Bowl. The grand finale of the American Football Championship was watched by 123 million people around the world. This is more than the previous edition, which had already broken a record with 115 million viewers. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisini for English Waves.